We are on Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. We are in the middle of Taisvis. Now, just to refresh our memories, Taisvis was metzaded to say that when we're goyve from Yisaimim, that Malve Zashtar is goyve from Yisaimim, we do not pay them a zuyif. Taisus dachsim ba metzias, kus mezuyif is a milsa de loy shchicha. And with that, Taisus explained the gemara ba metzias. A motzo shtar sheyesh ba yachayis lo yachzir mimnei shebezn nefroy mimeno, because a shtar sheyesh ba yachayis Bezn Ephraim Mehem, Bezn will be Goyva with the Shtar. And Taisvis didn't understand what's the problem. They're speaking about the Loive is tining that it's Mezuyev, some amount of Shech. If he'll be Mekayim it, so he could Mon. If he won't be Mekayim it, so he can't Mon. What's the problem? Why can't he give it back to the Malve? The Loive Zicha didn't lose it. So give it back to the Malva Mimonovshech. So Taisvus was Machiach from that Kashem that we're afraid he'll be Goyva from the Yisaimim. And the Yisaimim, we won't tie him as Uyev. So he'll be Goyva from the Yisaimim, and really there's a Reyes to the Nefila, which we Achayish it is Mezuyev, and he might be Goyva from the Yisaimim, there's no Din Tanin in Mezuyev. That is how Taisvus said pshat in that Gemara. So we see there's no din tanina mezuyif by Yisaimim. Then Taisus had a kasha on that pshat. If that is true, if that, so, but the, we could still give back the shtar to the malve, because we will tain the pelamig of the mezuyif for the Yisaimim. So we have nothing what to worry about. If it'll be mekayimit, so he was mekayimit. If he wasn't a kaimit, is a din taininam perua miga the mezuyif. So now, let us see Taisvus Teretz. Balkein nira loima. So Taisvus says, therefore, we have to say another mahalach. Shetoyenim lahem mezuyifu. We do taina mezuyif. So now, if we do Taina Mezuyev, so now we're back to the Kashim. If we Taina Mezuyev, so why can you give it back to the Malva, Mimonevshech, if it'll be Mekayimid? So he's Mekayimid. If not, there's nothing what to worry about. The Chayshinon, we're afraid, Shemi Yoitzi, Afilu Miloive Gufei. No, there, after the Reyes of the Nefile, we are afraid that he'll be Goyve from the Loiva, Ayyidei Shiyim Motzei Kiyim. He'll find Kiyim. We ask him, Imonim Shech, but we Mekayim it, so it's Mekuyim. No! Afili is Mekayim it, I still think it's Mezuyev. And he'll be Goyve from the Loiva. And we have to be Chayish Roziv. Why? Even the apostle, since the Leiva says it's apostle shtar, he says it's a mezuyif to kishtar. The Isra Leiva Nefila, and there's a reyes of the Nefila also, that means if we see a shtar, on the ground that was lost, that also shows it wasn't such an important document, because important documents don't get lost so easily. So these two factors, the loive tainas are tainas bori that is mezuyif, and the zareyus of the nefila is afilu im yavoyu, afilu eidim will come, v'yakiru achsimis, and they'll say this is taka achsimis. We still cannot rely that it's not Mezuyev. Kishemo Dima Viziyev. Maybe the Malve was Medame the chsime to another star, and he was mezayif, and he forged it. Achedime es achsime lechsime seidim legamri. That he made a perfect forgery. Vito adayon bekim ashtar. Where do we see such a chash? Amoyr de kezach. That we're saying that a person could be such a perfectionist that afilu the edim themselves will not recognize that this is not the chsime. Kehi de get poshut da anach yodai azanuke. So Taisus brings a Gemara and get poshut. Tanak yodai azanuke. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what the story was over there. Very interesting story. There was a shtar, and in the shtar there were two edim chsumim on the shtar. One was Rove, one was Rabba de Barach. So Bezen wanted to be mekayim the shtar. So Rove came to Bezen. Rove said, "That's my chsime, 100%." But then he said, "There's one problem. I never in my life chasme together with Rabba de Barach. So memele, so something's wrong with the shtar." So Baruch Hashem, that the Zeifen chose to use Ravada Barach as a second aid. So they were koifer the Zeifen, and he was made. He was made, he was Mazayif. So Rava asked the Zeifen Akash. He says, "No, Bishloime, Maichsime, you were able, you did an excellent job." But Ravada Barach was an old Yid, and his hands used to shake when he wrote. So how were you able to duplicate his chsime? So he answered, the onach yodai azarnuke, that he put his hand on a zarnuke is like a bucket that's over a boil. It seems it was dangling, and some amela, when he wrote it, he put his hand on the bucket, and the bucket was shaking, and he was able to duplicate Rabba de Barach's chsime. So we see that it's possible that one could duplicate a chsime, that even the Edim are unable to be makir, that this is a forgery. So we see that there's cases that Kiyim doesn't help. Ziyuf is Ayfikosa. Fine. So Memele, so now we have, so there's no Raya to this Yesod. The Tosfos wanted to say that we don't tain a mezuyah for Yisayimim. We do tain a mezuyah for Yisayimim, but by a shtar, shenofal, and the loiv, the tain is mezuyah, there's a different problem over here. We're afraid that even the kiyim is not reliable, and he can mum from the loiv shaloi kedin, so therefore we don't give it back to the melg. Fraktaisves bim taima imkein hamoitze shtar shekosov by hempik. The Gemara says if a person found a shtar shekosov by hempik, amayachze, there it says you find a shtar mikuyim, so you give it to the malve. Nechish shemo ziyif vidima achsimis lagamri. Let's be afraid. We're just saying a reis with the nefila and a taina of the life that's mezuyif makes such a suffix that we don't rely on kiyim. So it was game on that there was a hempik and they were mekayim the shtar, but that doesn't mean anything. Holaikash. Shreyesh lo nulachalik, ben hecha de toin loive mezuyif, hud elecha de loy toin. We could differentiate. That what I said, ashtik toire. That we're chayish, that kiyim shouldn't help, is only if there's tartil areyeset. The loive tain is its mezuyif, Zareyesed and Nefila. So both together are machiachos that we should, chayish for Ziyif, that Afilakim won't help. The Heiched Deloy Toin, if Deloy is not tying Mizuyif, Lesna Lamechish Mishim Reyesed and Nefila. I mean, Reyesed and Nefila alone is not sufficient to make such a chash that Kiyim won't help. Fine. The ikelu ukmiya he dishtashe kosel by him, but the lesser loyved loytoin midi. So I can make an akimta ready. I can say that means this whole thing is built on a gemore in Bob Metzia that says that when they found the shtashe yesh by a chayis and there ain't chayim moida, there the loyve is saying it's mezuyev. So in that case, we have Tati L'Reyeseh, so if we look, we will not rely on Kiyim. But that Gemara can be speaking about that the Loiv is not around. So you only have a Reyeseh in the Fila. Reyeseh in the Fila, you rely on Kiyim. So Shtar Sheyesh Behempik means there was Kiyim. So finish, it can be good. Avul Yavetoin Ziyuf, but what would be if the Loiv would be there? Is Chashinet. So now, we hear such a teretz. So we start, we say, that's a big deichik. They say the Gemara is speaking about that the loiv isn't there. That's a very nice akimte. To say pshat in the Gemara, which is the only way we can say pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't mention it. So that's a big deichik to say such a thing. So Teisva says, So Taisa says as follows. Ikimtis, afilu, according to the first way, you'll also have to say Ikimtis. Why? Tafilu took me lehida la yachze, the cheshini leziyev tafke beloy edikiyim, ashtar mishim hefsid yusam. Let's go back to our first mahalach. The first mahalach, that means you say, this is a psadechik teret, this is not a good teret. So, fine, let's go back to the first teret. What's the first teret? Lo yachzir, because we're afraid he'll mon from the yisayimim, and he won't be mekayim d'shtar, and we don't tayne mizuyah for yisayimim, so that is why we don't give it back to the mal. But that was the first mahalach. We don't get ashtar, shenofal, we don't give back to the malva, because we are afraid that Bilvoi Sayomim, the loiva will die in a month from the Yisayimim, and there's no Dintanini Mezuyev, so he'll mon without Kiyim, and maybe it's Taka Mezuyev. Yeah. Ulekuches, who the Chayshin the Laitanila Mezuyev? That's what we'll say. Mikol Mokim Tiksh, Aleshu Akasha. With the Omar Shmuel Hossam, is a member of Shmuel, and that previous Gemara is also a member of Shmuel, so Mamela has to stim. Hamaitse Shtar Hakno Bishuk. The person found the Shtar Hakno, that's me, a Shtar Hakno is that, in the Shtar it is written, the Kanina Minei, that the Eidim are made in the Shtar, they made a Kinyan Chalipin from the Loive. Why we need a shtar hakno? That's a sugyan bob metziah. But amaytzi shtar hakno b'shuk, yachzer lebailam. Shmuel himself said yachzer lebailam. V'amai, nechesh lehafseidi diyasmi, kim dele mekuyin, elo islon lemeima, kigayin delesa leleivid leitoin mezuyif, alochi lecheshin leziyif. So memela, according to Shmuel also, according to the first Malach, also will have to make ukimtis that certain gemores are speaking about that the loiv is not around and the loiv didn't tain him is loiv, and therefore we're not chayish vaziyiv. So this you, however you're going to learn pshat, you'll have to make ukimtis. This sugya, that sugya. כי מבשין הנמי דתיים משום דחשין השם היה יציאה פלו מלאי ועצמי די קיים. פוי נראה לך שירה משום ראי יסד הנפילה ותיינס לאיבן. וקושי נמי יידשת אשר קוסו בהם בדיקה נמי לוקם ודלסה ללאיבה ולאי טוען מידי. אבל אותו לאיב מזויף, הוא לא יחזר, כי אם דנוף על ישראלי. So Taisa says, so Ikimtis, however you're going to learn, we're going to have to make Ikimtis on this Gemara and another Gemara. So Mamela, this is not such a gefährlich Mahalach, and therefore Taisa wants to remain with the second Mahalach. Inami. Now Taisa says, listen, I have another Eitzah for this Hempik. Kivid the Mekuyim. Dikdiku Bay Bezdin. So now we find Ashtar Sheyesh Boy Henpik. So what does this mean? So this means that the Malve was Mekayim the Shtar before it got lost. Now we see in the street Ashtar Sheyesh Boy Henpik. So Ashtar Sheyesh Boy Henpik got lost. So that means that the Malve was Mekayim the Shtar before it got lost. Now, we have the Kivin the Mekuyim, Digdiku Bei Bezdin. So Bezdin was Medagdik. That means like this. That means that when Bezdin was Mekayim the Shtar, let's say the Malve would not have lost the Shtar. The shtar was brought to Bezdin. Bezdin was Mekayim the shtar. Now the Malva wants to mum from the loiv. Will anyone raise an eyebrow and say, maybe it's mezuyif? Shema shemayim. What do you mean? That's a hempik. Bezdin was medayik. So we assumed that it's a kosher shtar. So that means this shtar is becheskas, then it's not mezuyif. Now it got lost. It's ischad benefila. So Taisvi says, "Vula yischa b'nefilim, v'afil apostolei loiv v'am emezuyifu." Yachzer. So Taisvi actually means to say like this. That means if we find the shtar without kiyum, and the shtar has two strikes against it. The Baruch Hanam Akrim the Kishtar, the Loiv is screaming it's Mezuyif, there's a Reyesid in the Fila, so we really think it's Mezuyif. Now, if we really think that it's Mezuyif, now let's say, but let's prove it. Let's prove it's not Mezuyif. We'll be Mekayim it. In this Matziv, one can say who says the Kiyim is a proof. Maybe it was such a Zayfin. So, if I'm thinking very seriously that it's Mezuyev, I will not suggest that Kiyum will prove that it's not Mezuyev. But if it's the other way around, Bezdin was Mekayim the Shtar before the Reyesid in the Fila. So we assume it's a kosher Shtar. Now the Reyesid in the Fila should passel the Shtar, and say, you know, that what we assumed was Nishkishtoigen, maybe it was such a Zeifen, doesn't work that way. If it was Becheskas Mekuyim, so the Reyesid in the Fila, the Reismil can only make that we won't rely on Kim to be Mevara the Sovik. But if there was Kim already, the Reyesid in the Fila will not shter the Kim to say that it was such a Ziyuv that the Edom were fooled by the Ziyuv. Now, that Gemara, that Motzo Shtar Choyv, the Bezdin Nefroim Mehem, that there we said that Wechayish was the Yiv, that's what Taisha said, Shav. Shaina Mekuyim. That's the Chilik. It's not Mekuyim. So now we are really, truly convinced that we have to seriously consider that the shtar is mezuyif. And if that's the case, so now we can't be mekayim. So Mamela, that's what Taisus is saying. fragt doch Teus, wes, bekulei, also Teus, so kulei leuche, schien ich es sie, ich sie mir sei, dem ich sie mir sei, der Jonne. Hus es jetzt mit Kuyen packe. Maybe the scheme is not a key, maybe everything is mezuyev. And that's what he's time, that's what the leuch is time. Teus es es das nicht. Also ich weit, wenn er abchai, he'll be mezuyev, doch sie mir sei, der Jonne. V'yeish lohovi raye de taininen shape liyasmi mezuyev. The Gemara says that, no, the Taisa says, now, we had a pilpul. Are you tain mezuyev for your semen? You're not tain mezuyev for your semen. V'yeish lohovi raye de taininen shape liyasmi mezuyev. Mahod amrina besoy perget poshet. The Omar Ravune. Schrieb mir, שהקדיש כל נחוסות. Schrieb mir, da was magdisch כל נחוסות. ואומר מונו לפלייני ביודי. כל נחוסות, so that means that the Gizbach von Hegdish can come and take everything. Magdisch כל נחוסות. When the Gizbach comes, he says, מונו לפלייני ביודי. This מונו doesn't belong to me. This belongs to פלייני. Or I owe him a money, some a mele, so it never became Hegdish, or he can be goyver from Hegdish. Nemo, we believe him. Chazoke no demoisek nunya ala Hegdish. That means he was Magdish everything, and he's saying this money belongs to Pliny. People don't make dreidlich with Hegdish, so if it's not true, he never would say it. So it's mustamet true. That's what Ravuna said. Uporich b'chi odom oise knunya al bono. Will a person make a knunya on his children? The ravish mud omri tavayu. A similar case. Shchiv mara shom a mona leploini biyodi. A shchiv mara said mona leploini biyodi. But I owe someone a mona. Oma tnu noisnim. So that doesn't mean anything. If he said tnu, then I see he really means what he said. Loi oma tnu, ain't nice him. He didn't say tnu. So he can take whatever he said with a grain of salt. And could be, doesn't mean what he said. So we have here astir. Ravuna said, if a person said, mone le ploini biyodi, and he was magdish oz nachosin, we believe him. And no shaila, no the moisuk nunyim hegdish. And Rav Shmuel said that if a person ashchiv mera said mona leplayni biyodi, I don't believe him. Or matnu naisnim. Cosme doesn't say tnu, doesn't mean anything. O masik, the Gemara feels ice. That Rav Huna and Rav are speaking about two different cases. Rav Huna Mayri benoket shtar mekuyim. Rav Huna speaking about benoket shtar mekuyim. Rav Shmuel benoket shtar she'ini mekuyim. Rav Shmuel is speaking about benoket shtar she'ini mekuyim. He had a shtar she'ini mekuyim. Omat nu kaime lishtore, le omat nu le kaime lishtore. Perish, the shemes leilas bias bonov omake. Now, let us just explain the Gemara's tales for 1 minute. The Gemara says, Rav Huna is speaking about that the malve had a shtar mekuyim. It's a shtar mekuyim. So then he says, Mone leploini biyodi. So, Taisus Muchetzech. So, Yitzhak Tamakuyim. So, why do you need the Mone leploini biyodi? So, the Mone leploini biyodi is that he shouldn't have to swear. Because, let's see, he'll money be gave from Hegdish, so he'd have to swear. So, gave him the Chosim Mishabodim. He'd have to swear. So, Mone leploini biyodi is Yitzhak. The only child is about a shvur. I said, mona le pliny biyodi, so you can be assured that I take, oh, the pliny. Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about Yen Yed Ashtar She'eni Mekuyim. No, Ashtar She'eni Mekuyim. So Ashtar She'eni Mekuyim doesn't mean too much. Is Omatnu Kaimel Ishtore. My Omatnu Le Kaimel Ishtore, and what? And you're not Goyve. Why did he say Mono Laplani Biyodei? If he's not Mekayim the Shtar, he wanted Shleilas be as Bonob. He wanted his children should not think that they have a rich father and the father's going to die, so they're on easy street. So he was telling them, you know, this money, this Pleineo money, this Pleineo, that they should think Shem Shemayim. We're not Yisaimim of an Oshem. So that's what Peirush the Shema Shalaylas be as Bonavom Akein. Fine. So Memele, so Bekitzel, Rav Shmuel is speaking about a case that is Ashtar She'eini Mekuyim. The Mona Laplani doesn't mean too much unless he says Tnu. But if he says Tnu, it's Kaimel Ishtar. If you'll say we don't tie the mezuyif for yisaimim, mikom akim yigve. So it wasn't the kaim the shtar. Don't knock it story. Yen is a shtar. So why do you need kiyim? Forget about the kiyim. So it wasn't the kaim the shtar. But if you say there's no din tanin mezuyif from yisaimim, so be gave from the yisaimim. Lemotzi amim mezuyifu. They can't say mezuyif, and there's no dintanina mezuyif. That means from their gemara, that by you say, there's a dintanina mezuyif. And memeila, that way you need kiyum in order to be able to be able from the yisayim. Benira litcha is the mayri b'doloi meis. It's talking about your money from him. And now he's signing mezuyif. Do noisnim koma, mashmida yasmi koma, omatnu noisnim. If he said no, kaimel ishtar v'noisnim, and they give the noisnim, amatnu noisnim, noisnim that not he gives, he's mechuyev to give. That yisaimim mechuyev to give. So we see there's a din of tanin liyasmi. Let's go a little further. A new sugya. Now I'd first like to say the gemara from the sugya. Then we'll see Rashi. Then there's a lot of Schwerigkeiten on Rashi. Then I'd try to say a beer b'shitas Rashi. Omar Rabbi, Reuven shemochal soda l'shimin, sheloi b'achayis. Reuven soda l'shimin, sheloi b'achayis. V'yotzu olav asikim. And then, after the Mechira, V'yotzu olav asikin, Sarashi says, Oirerim. Now, what's pshat in these Oirerim? So these people are saying that the Shimon, or that this Karke never belonged to Reuven, was a stolen Karke. And that's Eirim. So now, maybe they were scared of Reuven, but I'll come upon them now that, Shimon bought the Karka, there's Eirim, there's, that the people are Moira, it's not Shimon's, it's a stolen Karka. Actually, Herzigbo, Kozman, that Shimon will not make a Chazoke, Yochel Larzeboy. So Shimon could be Chazer. Misha Herzigbo, when he made a chazoke, ain't yochel achzaboy. After he made a chazoke, can't be chazer. Mishum, why can't he be chazer? The Omalei, he'll tell him, chayso de kitri sovres v'kabilis. Now let us see Rashi. Acheloi Herzigbo, Yochel Arzabai. Im Leinosan Mois. He didn't give money. He didn't make a chazoke. יוכל אחזר בו, קרב חרות. מי שהחזיק בו, אין יוכל אחזר בו, שהקרקע נקטס בחזוק, כי אומר לא יחזק וקנה. ויש שמחזיקים מיד, עוד הזמק החזוק right away, ונויס נימו ישלח הזמן. And they give the money later. Sheherzik bo nischayev ha-moise. As soon as he was marzik on the kark, he's mechuyev to pay. He did not pay till yet. He made a chazok, he's mechuyev to pay. And why is he mechuyev to pay? Because he tells them, chayso de kitri, chayso sak cotton, de kitri molei kshorem. That's full of knots. So I saw the Rabbeinu Yonason, Baba Kama says, watch out a sack that's full of knots. That means as follows, that let's say you have a sack, so you want to, you make a knot, but you, the thing shouldn't fall out. If you make two knots, that shows something's very choshev there. There's 20 knots on the sack. Who knows what's there? So, you purchased a sack molik shor. That means there's a lot of knots on top, but it doesn't show the pneumius of the sack. Could be there's nothing in the sack. Could be it's molik avil. You bought a karke, sovres vekibiles bidmei chatiches kesef. Kloima nisratzeiso la'abed moy eisecho misofik. You were masking to lose your money misofik. Let's go further. Umei emes marzikbo. When is the called a chazoke? Mechidayish ha-mitzri. Mechidayish ha-mitzri, so Rashi says in Bob Metziem, Misakin gvulei hasode umagviyom. So lochere pshat is dayish amitzri means that he's walk, dayish is a loshen of dosh, mitzri shodom dosh be kebov. He's stepping. So he's stepping around the meitzer. It seems by walking around the meitzer, he's compressing the earth near the meitzer, so the meitzer becomes Mugbe, Mesutian, it's not, that's a chazok. But, so, this halacha is davke, I says, we have halacha like this. If a person bought a karke, and then Eirerim came on the karke, so, Kolzman, he didn't make a chazok and he didn't pay, he could be choyza. If he made a chazok, he can't be choyza. He has to pay. And what is a chazok? Da'ish ha-mitzri. But this halach is dafke, if he sold him shaloi b'chayis, we start off agdom, but if he sold him b'chayis, afilu da'ish ha-mitzri, he also could be choyza. That's divre. Ike da amri. And the second lotion that says, afilu b'achayis nami. Afilu he sold the karka with achayis. He also cannot be choyzer mishedayish ha-mitzri. Domalei achvi tirfoch va'ashalem loch. The moiche tells him, show me the shtar tirfe and then I'll pay you. Now let us see Rashi. Afilu b'achayis nami, mocholoi, en yochol achzaboy. He can't be choyza, machmes asiken. Lemrinen soif soif olei hodar. Well, so let him say like this. Eventually, you're mekabel achayis. So eventually I'm going to go and mon it from you back. Patruchi daini lomolon. So why should we be matrich de dayonim? That they should be made sipping with the money, I'll hold the money. You are mekabel achayis, so eventually you'll have to pay me back. Deval, I'll hold the money, and this will be security. So, listen, if they'll take it away, I have the chayis. If they don't take it away, I'll give it to you. So, Malay, so he tells them, ach, vi tilfoch. He says, no, you made a chazoket, so you have to pay now. He say, ach, chayis, ach, vi, ach, vi shtar tilfo mi bezden, she kosvu loch, she yotza sodom, yodach bedin, betachsa lalitre. No. You pay me. You're talking about that they might go and they can take away the karka from you, and so that's why you want to hold on to the money. You show me the shtar tifa v'shalom loch, and then I'll pay you. V'chol zman shlo yotzeso miyodcho lo yashalom. Kol zman they didn't take it away, I'm not going to pay you a penny. There's a lot of oirim that nothing happens. They talk, but it looks real scary, but they don't win the din Torah. So the vow, you made a chazoke, you pay me the money. You're talking about achayis, 100%. When they'll take it away, then we'll talk about achayis and I'll pay you. But before they took it away, you have to pay me for the car. This is the Gemara. Now, there are many Ha'oris on this Gemara. Other Ha'oris, Rishonim ask, other, we'll see. Another Ha'oris, Ha'olocheres, Tamazei very shver. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi. Ruven shemochar soda l'shimin shaloi b'chayis. Now, according to Rashi, actually, it's speaking about he didn't give money, he didn't make a chazoke. It says Ruven shemochar soda l'shimin. So, it was the mechire. No chazoke, no kesef. And it's mochar. That's one problem. The Ritva asks a similar kasha on another region, about Mocha Vaisis Uzamecha. V'yotzo alo vasikyo. Fine. And now, Oyrem Kain. Achuloi herzik bo, yochel achzobo. So, here, Rishonim asks a kasha on Rashi, if he didn't give kesef, and he didn't make a chazoke, so they understood he didn't do anything. So what's the chiddush yochel achzobai? He didn't do anything, he didn't make a chazoke, he didn't give any money, so what's the chiddush yochel achzobai? This kasha rishonim eskan rashi. Fine. Mi sheherzik bo, if he made a chazoke, eini yochel achzobai. He made a chazoke after the oirim, he made a chazoke, then he can't be chayzer. The ganze Megillah, Mishum Domlech, Eise de Kitre, Sadras de Kabilis, Yom Mekabalit. Umeimes Machzik Bo, when is the Kodach Azoke, Mechidai Yisha Mitzri. Now, this is a Shrekloch Akashe. You want to know when Chazoke is? It's a Mishnah. You want to know Chazoke? Chazoke, this is Mishnais and Kedushin and the Boba Basre. Chazoke keitzad, no godo poretz kosher, that's chazoke. So, now all of a sudden, ma'im is marzik bo, in the middle of nowhere, so when is the called a chazoke? Tayish ha-mitzri. Anayim ha-isedo. Anu, I mean, what's the kashe, what's the teretz? Now, let us see again the Loshon of Rashi. Ein yochel achzoboi. Mi sheherzik bo ein yochel achzoboi, shekarke nikne b'chazoke. So Rashi seems to be saying that why is ein yochel achzoboi? Because he was tainu with chazoke. And karke is nikne with chazoke. That means mi sheherzik bo, herzik bo za maisek inyen. And a karke nikne b'chazoke. Fine. Then Rashi says, Ki omalei chazei kukni. And that's true. By chazoke, the moich has to say, Lei chazei kukni. That's the thing. He says, Leichazakhnim, he makes a chazoke. Well, Khan Shoyla Ben, why does Rashi have to tell us this in Ksubistav Tzavi Gimel? You want to know now what chazoke is? So you learn the Masechtas. You have to say Leichazakhnim. Why did Rashi find it important to tell us over here? That yiddia is superfluous. I mean, that's chazakah. You need to say like chazakah kni. Then Rashi says another megillah. V'yei shemarzikim miyat. Now other people, they make a chazakah. V'noisnim mois la'achazman. And they pay later. Very good. So, why do you have to know that? I mean, what does this negaya mean? Rashi tells me, people make chazak and pay later. Mishech zibon is chayev amoyz. Fine, he owes the money. Some people pay later. I mean, how does this come in? And then, sovras v'kiblis, Rashi says, nisratzis la'abed ma'yisecha misofek. Agantz megil, yom rutze la'abed ma'yisecha misofek. Is Lulei the Mistafine, I would try to explain Rashi as follows. We had a kasha, the first kasha was, Ruven Shemocha Soda Leshimin Shaloi Bachayis. It was Mocha. So where was the Mocha? No Chazoke, no Keset. And we see later, Misha Herzig boy, he's in the Schaif. Kak is nikne bechazoke, so, we made a chazoke, he has to pay. So before there was no chazoke, there was no kesef. So what's the taich mocha? So Bemison, there's a half-flowing subis that says mocha means, made a kinyan suda. Fine. Okay. So now we have to understand, so then the whole thing is Shreklach. He made a Kinyan Suda. Actually, Herzig Bo, Yochalach the boy. Can be Chayza. Now I understand the Chiddish, but it's Merdeka Chiddish, made a Kinyan Suda. Misha Herzig Bo, he made a Kinyan Chazoke, Takanik the Bechazoke, Eine Yochalach the boy. Let me be loichish ba'oznecha, kakas nikta b'chalipa nosa. I mean, what's the difference between the chazoke and the chalipa? Now, the floor has a mahalach al pidakoi. Lulei Dvorah would like to say a shtickle, a different mahalach. The Gemara says, mishehechzik bo, after chazok any yochalach, the boy in Rashi says he's chayiv to pay. In a chazok he's chayiv to pay. There's a moiridike kasha that the gdeile achoinem ask bobekame Rab Shimon, mekdusha Rab Shimon, the chazainish, bobekame semen gimel, reish yud aleph. They ask a very pertinent kasha. Meshehechzik bo, it's a mere chazoki, mere kinyin, is chayiv to pay. Now, this halacha is by all maise kinyonim. If the lekeich makes a kinyin with an agreement to pay, so, is chayiv is come, the kinyin was a daita to pay, so, you don't have to make a special kinyin on the chayiv, it goes, that's a nitpal to the kinyin chazoki. That means all the talos, forget about our gebore. The Reuven tell Shimon, I want to sell you a karke for $10,000. Fine. Make a chazoke. Makes a chazoke. Fine. Now you owe them $10,000. Where was their kinyan on the $10,000? I said, kinyan dvoma, changed my mind. There's no such thing. Because that, if one makes a kinyan on the karka with certain understandings and certain agreements, so whatever was said automatically becomes nitpal to the maise kinyan. So this is a kinyan for $10,000. Now you owe me $10,000. That's why all the time when the lekeach, Rav Shimon says this in an oath, when the lekeach makes a maisa kinyan on the carcass, you don't have to make a maisa kinyan on the amount of money that he's going to pay. Automatically it becomes mechiv. That's because the carcass was nicknamed to you under these conditions. So mamela automatically you owe. Fragt Rav Shimon in the Chazon Ish a very pertinent question. This Eurim, what are the Eurim saying? The Eurim are saying this kark does not belong to you. That's what they're saying. And it doesn't belong to you. Fine. Misha herzik bo, now Reuven made, Shimon made a chazoke, eini yochel achzik bo. Yes, to pay. Yes, to pay. So let Shimon tell Reuven, I made a chazoke, but between you and me, you know, there's a suffix if this karka belongs to you. Just go outside and here, look in the newspapers. Everyone's saying it doesn't belong to you. I understand it is not entirely. I understand this, but it's something to think about. I mean, everyone's talking that's a gigazel tekarke. So you know what? Let's just, for argument's sake, assume for 1 minute it's not your karke. Now, if it's not your karke, they made a chazoke. Do I owe you money? No. Not your karke, don't owe you money. Is that true? Yeah. Fine. So now, for argument's sake, let's go a little further. So, I have a suffix if it's your karka. I don't know. Everyone is saying it's not your karka. Maybe it is your karka. It's a suffix. Listen, I don't have to pay you. It wasn't proven that it's not your karka, but the zichra suffix. So this kasha, the Chazon Ish and Rav Shimon ask, a moira dike kasha. So the Chazon Ish wants to say, Bachs Mitzah P'divrei Tosfos, he wants to say, I got news for you. That even though there's Eurerim, which are screaming and ranting and saying that this is a gegazel tekarke, but not everything what a person says, you believe. There's no suffix. It's uncomfortable, it's something to think about. But be'emison, there's no true suffix al pi aloche, maybe it's not his karke. When it'll be proven, that's something else. Kozman, nothing was proven, skolnish mit kolnish. So memele, so yes takashe, he made a chazoke, why is he mechuyev to pay? I'll tell you he's mechuyev to pay. Because it's really with Reuven's field. I mean, I don't have a suffix, maybe it's not Reuven's field. It's an uncomfortable situation, but there's no suffix bets. So therefore, halachically I have to assume that it's Reuven's field, and halachically I have to assume, so if you made a chazok in Reuven's field, you have to pay. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Tachsich me Rashi did not learn like that. Because Rashi says, Sobres vekibles, nisratzes la'abed mo'isecho misofik. You are merutze to be ma'abed your money misofik. Now, for Rashi, it would seem that there's a true sofik of it, and you are masking to be ma'abed your mo'is misofik. So that's me Rashi learned, not like the Chazon Ish. Now, so therefore, now let's start going back. Reuven shemocha al soda l'shimin shalei b'chayis. Like that floor said, he made a kinyan suda, everything, it's a kinyan, mazel tov, he was kind of the soda. V'yotso olav asikim, but now, after he was kind of, now the whole tumul already. Who says it's Reuven's karke? Now, if he didn't make a chazoke, you know why he could be choizer? I made a Kinyan Suda, Rabid, I don't want to pay now, you know, maybe it's not your Kalka, Taka the way the Chazanish said. Maybe I made a Kinyan Suda with you, but now I hear there's a Sofik, maybe it's not your Kalka, maybe you're not a Moichel. I'm not paying you. I want to have Charota from the whole thing. I don't know. Forget about it. Yochel Achzabot. It's a Meirdik Echidish. Even though they made a Kenyan, but the Eurerin can create such a Sofik that I can say now, it's a Sofik Mekach. So I'm not Mechuyiv to pay. Yochel Achzabot. Mi sheherzik bo, but after he made a chazoke, now, what is the story? There was Yotzu Oirerim, and people are talking and ranting away to Gigazel to feel. The Aval P came, he made a chazoke. Okay. But there's no obligation. V'horayit is no obligation. Why didn't I pay you? So Rashi says that's nothing. Yeish shemachzikim yad v'noisim o yislach hazman. So don't chad min eshayna katzenboich. Don't tell me that you really never trusted me. You never wanted to obligate yourself to pay. You just made a chazoke because no v'raya I didn't pay. No, that's no raya. So fakert, I have to assume l'maise that. I have to assume lemaise that you were aware of the suffix and you made a chazok. He told you made a chazok adaita to buy the karka. So this chazok is mechayiv you. The first kinyan sud is not mechayiv you because then later became nailed with a suffix. But after you show that it's not a suffix by you, then you made a chazoke, so Shabbat, I'm making a chazoke with this ischaibus, realizing there's a tzad, but maybe I'll lose my money. Now, there's another kasha we asked, which Rishonim asked, me'eim esav chazoke, mechidayish ha-mitzri. So Rishonim asked, the Chazaka, no, God, the Pora, what's the Chiddush of Daish HaMitzri? Luli de Mistafine, I would say, every Chazaka, L'chayre, the Machzik is being Mesakin the Karka, he's bettering the Karka, but he's also investing either money or Tirche in the Karka. Goda, he's making a gedel. Porat, Noel, he buys a lock. He's doing something choshev in the kark. It could be this involves money to make a gedel, to make a lock, to buy a lock. Porat. This chazoke is the cheapest way out. He's just pacing back and forth. Ba'ayish ha-mitzri. This is a very weak oifen. I mean, there's no investment over here. The Gemara wants to tell us that even though he made such, this is also a chazok, it's also a tikkun in the karka. But the Gemara wants to tell us that you don't need a hoichoche that the lekeich really trusted him. Only if he makes a geherige chazoke. But if he makes a chazoke which didn't cost him time and effort, so maybe that this is no raya that he taka meant to obligate himself. He made such a psazoy, tells him he masik. I was masik, but I didn't do anything major. So come on, no, that's also a chazoke. The Chidayish HaMitzri is also a Chazoke. You don't need more than Dayish HaMitzri. Could be that is the Chiddush. Now, let us just go a little further. Now, according to the first Loshen, this is Davke by Mocha Shaloi Bachais. What if it's Mocha Bachais? So what happened over here? So Mocha Bachais, we see from Rashi later, the first Lashon held, that he can tell them as follows. You're 100% right. I made a chazoke. I obligated myself to pay you. 100%. But there's one thing. You obligated yourself to pay me a chayis. So Mamela, I'm going to hold on to my money. I owe you the money, but it could be they'll take it away. And then, so Mamela, I'm holding on to the money. Remember, we had such a svar on Taisus, Dav Tzadik Beis, and Medal of Taisus says, Mamish such a svar, Taisus says, Mamish such a tzir, that Alekeach Bachayis did not pay back the money because he's holding on to the money for a mashkin. He wants to make sure. So the first Lashon held he could do this. That means the chazaka take is mechayiv me to pay you. I made a chazaka, so nischatzis. I mean, it wasn't, you told me leichazek means make a chazaka and obligate yourself, and I made the chazaka, so I obligated myself. That's pshat. But if you have a kabul achayis, so it's no stira. I'm obligated to pay you, but now I'm holding on to the money. Since if they'll take it away, you'll have to pay me. So I'm holding on to the money, not because I don't owe you for the karke, no, because if they'll take it away, I want to be secure that I'll have the money that is owed to me from your Kabbalah Sachais. And perhaps, I don't know if we have to be moist of this, Chofetz Chaim says in a note that if a person comes out of a Din Torah and he lost the Din Torah and so Yenna goes over to him and tells them, the Din Torah. So he says, you 100% man, how did you lose the Din Torah? So then he's going to start speaking Lashon on the Dayon, going out to learn the Amish. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Yesh kama pa'omim, sha'av sheha'emes im echod, afo pikein nesavav min ha'shamayim la'sheini sheyiske bedin. That means a Din Torah could be the psak is wrong. That was min ha'shamayim, that the right person should lose the Din Torah. So that means, I don't know if it's necessary to be moist of this, but when the lekeach obligated himself, he made a chazakah, he told him lechazakekni, which means obligate you, make a chazakah and obligate yourself to pay. Now don't tell me any dreidlich. Obligate yourself to pay with this chazakah. He obligated himself. That what he's not paying now is not because I didn't obligate myself. I kept obligating myself. But could very well be you're going to lose the Din Torah. That could also be, even though it's yours. But you could still lose the Din Torah. So I want to just ensure that I'm going to get the Mei Achayis. So I'm holding on for my money. And the first Lashon holds he can do such a thing. The second Lashon holds is no such thing. The second Lashon holds, Rabbi Yid, you made a chazoka, you're obligated to pay me. If they'll take it away from you, then I owe you a chayis. Ach vi tilfach vashalim lo. You show me the shtar tilfe, then I'll pay you. Cause my, if you don't show me the shtar tilfe, I won't pay. These are the two lashonis tachs my liba derashi. Let us see taste. Actually, Herzig bo yochel arzeba. Eimer Rabbeinu Tam. Now, we're going to learn a nupshat. Let's forget about Rashi, a nupshat. Vafulu nosan mois. It's speaking about that he gave mois. Uchi goin. So he gave money, so the Rabbeinu Tam had a problem, so finished. What's the shaila? How can be yochel achzbe? It was kind of the karka. So going to lekonu bekaspe, b'mokim shekoisven es hashtar. It's speaking about a mokim that when people sell karkois, they write hashtar mechir. That the loch is the loikonu ad sheyichte bes hashtar. So kamash melon, the yochel, umuta lachzebe. And he's coming to tell us, the yochel umuta lachzeboy, the hoyul umavsid, shesovo shigzalua mimenu, kohodabay. Now, the Rabbein Tam says, yochel lachzeboy, he's making, what does the Rabbein Tam say? Speaking about he gave him money. But he wasn't kind with the money, because it's astre, the like, number one. Number two, the Rabbeinu Tam holds a Mirdeke Chiddush, the Rit from Bob Metzi, is Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, that even though Mois are not Koine, but there's a Mishapora. Just like by Metaltlin, Mois ain't him Koine, but there's a Mishapora. If a person is Chayzer, so here also, even though Mois ain't a Koine, Paschid the Koine Bishtar, but there's a Mishapora. Or kamash malon, so that what it says, achle herzig bo yochel lachzebo, means not yochel, he can be choyze, can, he zicha can be choyze, he wasn't koine. Yochel is gematria mutter, mutter lachzebo. That means that even though normally, after one gives kesef, there's a mishapora, but over here, there's no Mishapora. Kamash mon di yochel umuta lachzeboy. Why? The hoyul umafsid, here there's a possibility he might lose. Shesova shigzulu mimenu, he's afraid they'll take it away from him. Kohodabei, that's why he's choyzer. He gave money, take. But now he says, I have chorotu for the whole deal. Why do you have chalata? Because I'm scared. It could be it, I'll end up with nothing. Is that filo mishapora leka? If a person is choizel because of such a legitimate reason, he's afraid he might lose whatever he purchased, there's no mishapora. Kedemucha bazov. Rabbi Yehu gavre dezovan chamre mechavre. A person went and purchased wine from his chavre. Shoma, the boy Leminsebe be Pazik Rafila. So he heard that this wine wants to be taken by be Pazik Rafila, a certain sah. Also Lakami de Rafchisa. So he purchased wine and now it's going to be taken away by a goyish sah. So he came to Rafchisa. Omer Leis, Rafchisa told him, Kederach Shatikna Meshicha ben Shaimran. Just like the Zadin Meshicha by Shemim, before Meshicha, the Zadin Chazorach, Veis, Kach Tikna Meshicha Belekuchis. So you weren't koine. You want to have charote gesundheit, have charote. Leikom alei boi lei lekabuli mishepor. He didn't tell him you should mekabal mishepor. Kedoma ahosama uvdachina, there's another story, someone wanted to be chayse. Good, you could be chayse, but you mekabal mishepor. Mishum de lay tiknu mishapor ala yukrabizula. If a person is chayza because it got more expensive, it got cheaper, that was a mishapor. You bought it already, live with it. But over here there's a sovik maybe who lose the whole thing. Bahai yochel mutter. Yochel is gematria mutter. So the chiddush is muta lachzeba. Yochel's poshet he can be choyze because mois is in kindness, but muta lachzeba. Kediktoni nami gabi matona hosom. There's by maton it says a word yochel. The Gemara says yochel means muta. So it's also the same thing. Ubedina davle lemisni mut. He should have taken said mutter. Al agav the tani seife ein yochel. By misha herzig boy ein yochel lachze boy. Tane nami reishe yochel lachze. Yeah. So Mamela, but it means Mutter. Now, just to get the flow, how the Bein Tamlum shot in the Gemara, let's skip over the next Tosfos. Me'emis Ava Chazok. Teim Maika Miboyle. Chiyakati Leish Min and Dine Chazok. Hamas Nisini, no Godel Poretz Kosho Reizu Chazok. V'yeshloima, the Hochi Boy. Me'emis Ava Chazok. Eichet Yoiv Kvar Zuzi. When he gave money already, me'emis mahanich chazoke mechidaye shemitzre. Af al gav de griye minor v'goda, habe chazoke l'hoivi kekesef, kide pirashti. So the Bein Tam lem shat in the Gemara, also very mechudishtik, we're speaking about he had first given kesef. And if he didn't make a chazok, he could be chayzer. Because, the first of all, kesef isn't koine, and there's no mishapora because he's being chayzer for legitimate reason, because of hefsid. But if he made a chazok, so we're not speaking about a genuine chazok that's koine by any kalke. We're speaking about an inferior chazok. Daish HaMitzvah is an inferior chazok. What Be'etzem wouldn't be koine anywhere. No, since there was kesef already, so we make a kugel. There was kesef. No, the kesef isn't koine, because it's a mokim shekoisun asashtar. But now, if we made an inferior chazok, so the combination of these two together means that he's kain already. So that's what the Rabbeinu, that's how the Rabbeinu Talmud shot in the Gemara. That means, Kozman, he didn't make a chazok, so kesef is in kain, and not only can he have charote, no, he's permitted to have charote, there's no mishapora. After he made an inferior chazok, he can't have charote, because now he's taking kain. When he's kain, he's kain. That's how the Bein Talmud is pshat in the Gemara. Now, I'd like to just say one shtikel ha'orev. The lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam, let's go back to the first Tosfos. The Kamash Mulon, the third line, the Yochel Umutal Arsaboy, the Hoyel Umavsid, since he's going to lose, Sheshavu sheyigzaluha mimenu. Now, this lashon yigzaluha mimenu is very unclear. Who's not the shal sheyigzaluha mimenu? Yitluha mimenu. Oirim say that Reuven is a gazlo. So the lashon sheyigzaluha mimenu is very unclear. Now, other rishonim say, when they bring down the Rabbeinu Tam, they said, like a better lotion, that there'll be mafsid, he's going to be mafsid, the Mekach. The lotion yigzalua is very unclear. Now, it could be, but I don't think this is true. Could be the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat, asikin means anosim. And the Tosfos HaRosh brings down such a pshat, gazlone. A new story. A person went and bought a karka. Let's say he gave kesef on the karka, like the Bein Tam said. And now, the first owner, he was a strong guy. People weren't afraid of him. Now that he bought it, there's a whole bunch of anosim which are just waiting to take this karka away from him. That's a taichasikin. Shigzalua mimena. Then it'll be very good. The Loshen. The same Lomdes. And then it would be Mamish Daime to the case of Parzik Rafila, that also he bought wine and Parzik Rafila wanted to take it away. So there's no Issa to be Chayza because you're going to lose it. No, I have two big problems. One problem, the Rishonim say, that you can't say Asikim means Anosim. So what said he was Mekabel Achayis? what's a mekabel achayis? I sold you a cock and now people go and steal it from you. So mekabel achayis and that. I mean, shem shemayim. I sold you the cock, your cock and that, and now I insure real estate. What was the rabbinich? That's one kasha the shaynim is. Another kasha, l'chayrem, I mean, how did the rabbinu, if upshad is as a nosim, so what pshad, the second lashon, ach vi tilfach vashalamuch, show me, tilfach means ashtar tilfach, show me that it was taken away from you, tilfach means ashtar tilfach. If we're speaking about gazlonim, so I don't think the terminology is tilfach. So dachsim, it's better to say yigzalua is a pesul lav bavke, that means yitlua mimenu.